I always go places prepared to pay.
Oh yeah, me too.
So technically, I'm a pay.
I think
I
that's
don't. Me now, I probably would have just sent
Sent
the amount.
the
Yeah, me
money.
now, I would have just sent the money to her. But then I was like, oh, this is new. What is
I've
this?
never had this before.
This is the red carpet treatment. Back to Mexican
So this is what the ladies feel like. Wow.
Word. You know what? A young thot from around the way.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Sir Breezington here.
Oh, Damani, my bad. Pardon me.
And if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area. If this is not your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be movies, it could be friends, family, whatever. We have interesting conversations, and we like to bring you guys in on them. If you haven't already, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And also, if you want to watch this podcast early as well as live, we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. And in order to join us live, just join our Patreon. For the low price of $3 a month, you get access to our... Oh, to this podcast, as well as other behind-the-scenes content that we are currently working on. But how are you guys doing today?
Well.
You're well.
Yeah, I'm well.
How are you? Okay.
I'm tired.
All right.
I had energy.
You don't have none no more?
I have enough to...
to get through this pod.
To make it through.
Word. I feel you. I'm also tired, but wow, didn't expect to yawn. Okay. I'm tired, but yeah, I'm good though. I'm good. I'm glad to be home. But yeah, what are we talking about today?
Today's topic. It was something that pretty much it was something I saw on TikTok, and it freaked me out in a good way. It was a TikTok, this girl, she was talking about this book, and she was saying basically that our life is our attention. So like your entire life is just what you pay attention to and nothing else, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever has your attention in the moment by moment is what your life is about
in that moment.
Anything that your life is only about the things that you pay attention to, like quite literally, because every other resource you have, like you can live without food for a certain amount of time, you can live without water for a certain amount of time, you can't live without your attention. Like your attention is your entire life. And I was like that's a weird, it's like nah, but it's like you can't go a day without attention. One, and again, whatever you put your attention on, you're literally paying with your life.
Oh, that's why you gotta pay attention.
Because literally, it's like when you give, if somebody's giving a speech, and it's like until they get your attention, they don't have your life. Like, you're not paying attention. But once you pay attention, you're giving them
a piece of your life.
Yeah. So it was just something that freaked me out. I don't know how y'all feel about
it. It doesn't freak me out. It intrigues me though, because now I'm wondering, like, what do I actually pay attention to? And if what I pay attention to typically is something that I guess is beneficial or detrimental to me, I don't know. I guess I'm still processing this one. What about you?
I was actually trying to find the word that I want to say is caveat, but that's not the word. I wanted to find
like a loophole.
And yeah, a loophole or a contradictory statement. I mean, I agree with it. Because what we focus on grows. And essentially it's what, like, what we pay attention to, that's what we give our time to. So whatever we giving our time to, that's typically what our life ends up looking like.
But I just feel like, I don't know. Okay, so, like, I feel like it's weird because it's a very extreme way to look at it, but it's also a very honest way to look at, I guess, how what you focus on or your life and stuff like that. Because I feel like there's so many things throughout the day that grabs our attention. Like, there's so many different distractions. And I know yesterday, off the pod, we were talking about, like, how we ask people, what do you like to do for fun? Or, like, what are your hobbies? And a lot of people don't have an answer. But I wonder if a lot of that has to do with the fact that their attention is focused on so many other things that they don't, I don't know. Like, they don't have time to figure it out for themselves.
I think that's definitely true. And again, even in the moment, so when you think about the moment to moment stuff, right? Anytime your attention shifts, you're literally shifting, like, your life, which is, like, on whatever. So in the moments where you're focusing on, right now, we're talking, having a conversation, right? This is actually our life, right? Anything that's not in your, that's not constantly in your attention isn't actually a part of your life anymore, because your life consists of what you pay attention to, which is such a, it's such an obvious thing.
I think that's extreme. Because you could pay attention to something that's not, like, in your present, like, I don't know how to say the word, but I don't feel like, I feel like it's stuff that we're not paying attention to that's still part of our life.
But until you, in defense, until you pay attention to it, it's actually not a part of your life. Like, it's a, like, it's there, but until you put your focus on it, it's not actually there.
Why isn't it there?
Because you had a point? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it's a part of, like, the world, but it's not necessarily a part of your life in that, like, in that moment. So my example is, like, watching the news. Like, how mom and dad be watching the news, any of your parents, they be watching the news, and they be like, did you hear about this thing? Da, 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 da. And, like, we be sitting there like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And they be like, well, why don't you know about this? That's not a part of my life. Like, sitting down and watching the news and hearing about this thing was so much so not a part of my life that I had no idea that it occurred.
And until it affects you, or you... affects you enough where you pay attention to it, technically speaking, it's not a part of your life.
But stuff can affect us, or we can consume stuff that we're not paying attention to. Like, we're not physically paying attention to it, but it still has an effect on us. So it still has. So, like, if you're in a house where the news is always on, you're not paying attention to it, but it's just on.
But I think that's different because it's not a matter of that. At that point, it's seeping into your subconscious, right? So, like, some level of attention is still being given to it. It may not be intentional, but if you're walking around the house and all you're hearing is the news, and, like, you're eating your food in an area where you can still hear the news, or you're trying to read a book but you can still hear the news, at some point, it's still grabbing your attention in some way, like, subconsciously, not necessarily, like, you intentionally was like, let me sit down and watch the news right now. I think that, so I guess I understand your point of, like, sometimes you, things do affect you that you don't pay attention to, but I guess that goes into, like, whether you're intentionally deciding to focus on this thing versus if it's just something that impacts you subconsciously.
Yeah, and I think there's also, it was more to it that I had wrote down. It was basically saying your experience of being alive is just the sum of everything you actually pay attention to.
Before we go to that part,
yeah, go for it.
I agree with it, but and I actually like it, because once you realize it and understand it, or even take notice of it, now you can see what you've been, like, what are you actually paying attention to? Mm-hmm. And then it makes it easier to shift what you're actually spending your time with, because your attention is your time, mm-hmm. basically. So
yeah, and it's like, and that's why, like, even in the example you guys talking about with TV, I think things can still affect you, but until your attention is on it, it doesn't, like, really enter your life. Like, it's in your environment, yeah, but until it, like, captures your attention, it's not a part of your life. So, like, if we're, like, I'm trying to think of, like, if when you're looking for a car, right, and you're like, the first, like, before you saw the car that you were looking for, before you, like you said, you were looking for a Jeep, before you actually decided you want a Jeep, you never saw it. Like, it was around you, but it wasn't in your life. And then as soon as you decided you want it, it's like, I can't stop seeing it. It's like, oh, snap, why everybody got a Jeep? Did I just miss this? And it was like, it's just that kind of thing where until you actually paid attention to it, it wasn't actually a part of your life. And that's the reason why it was tripping me out, because I'm on my phone. And I'm like, I'm on TikTok, and I'm like, dang, I'm watching this video. And as I was getting ready to scroll, I was like, this is what I'm paying attention to right now. And it's like, I'm giving my life right now. I'm literally paying
in your time.
Yeah, in my time. I was like, wow, that's weird.
It's very weird. But, I mean, time is currency, clearly.
My bad, y'all. That's the laptop, or is that, y'all hear that?
I thought that was outside.
It might be. That's why I keep looking over there. Yeah, I'm like I hear it, and it's like, it sounds like.
Oh yeah, I think it's outside.
I thought those were cicadas.
I didn't know if that was a laptop or cicadas. And wow.
No, that's outside.
That's outside, and it's cicadas.
Oh, I hear it too, but yeah, it's outside. it's like a combination of both of them right in my left ear, and I'm like listening, but I can still hear them both.
It's attention.
Mm-hmm.
See?
I was listening to Nova Tushu's.
Mm-hmm.
Gradual. No, when we first started. But.
Yeah, see? But it's the same thing. Same thing, see? It caught your attention. You couldn't even continue the conversation, because you was like, hold on.
It was I don't want the audio to be distorted.
I feel you.
I don't want the good people to,
I appreciate it,
be interrupted. Like, I can't even. It's static. I want them to go through what I'm going through.
but I forgot where we was at.
When you focus on growth, your attention, you gotta pay it forward so you can get it back. Pay it forward to get it back.
I didn't say that part, but I mean.
I mean, but in terms of attention, how does that work?
You give attention, you get attention. But, alright. Nah, because music is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
We all focusing on music, mm-hmm. right? And eventually, the music is going to pay us back in whatever way, in an abundant way.
But I don't know if that's true for everything, though.
I feel like whatever you focus on, like whatever you actually give your focus to and pay attention to and work on, it always comes back.
But I feel like that's different from, like, if it's something that you're working on versus if it's just something that has your attention. Like, let's say that you are binge watching a show. That's something that has my attention, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to pay me back in any way.
But it could.
I was like, if it did,
it could have
how much I get paid back on the shows I've been watching?
It don't even.
Dig,
it's not a monetary thing, but you get paid back in some type of way.
Yeah, but. Okay, so, like, in my mind, you getting paid back with, well, I guess it could be a positive or a negative way, but.
Don't pay me back in no negatives. But, I don't like negative balance.
But listen, like, because in my mind, you getting paid back from binge watching a show might be you missing out on sleep.
And it could be that. You be watching mad cooking shows, you be getting recipes, or be like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Oh, I do like that. Maybe I should try that. Stuff like that.
Well, I mean, like, yeah.
You all, like, you're going to get something back, whether good or bad.
Yeah,
I mean, and then that shifts the trajectory of your life.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think that's more so just cause and effect. Like, you do something, something happens. Like, not necessarily. Well, I guess it's the same thing, but just like if I sit and watch a show, there's an effect that happens after I watch a show. Whether it's maybe I feel inspired, maybe I'm tired, maybe my eyes hurt. Like, it's just kind of like a cause and effect thing. But I mean, like, it's the same thing. I think anything that you pay attention to actually, like, it does grow. But when I first heard the quote, I was just thinking, I was like, wow, okay, like, how often do I pay attention to things, or like, what am I paying attention to in my moment to moment? Like, how often does, like, do I have that up moment where you're just like, squirrel, and it's like, you know, where you're doing something and something just kind of like captures you,
mm-hmm.
versus like how often am I just focused on whatever I'm doing? Because I also think distraction is necessary as well. Like, I think sometimes it's okay to, like, distraction is helpful sometimes. It's not always.
As long as it's not excessive, because sometimes you just need a mental break. But sometimes the distraction just kind of be excessive.
If it's a mental break, is it actually a distraction? If you, like, choose to focus on it?
I feel like technically it is a distraction because it is distracting you from what originally had your attention. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's, like, a terrible thing. It's just, like, I guess, redirecting your mind. It's taking you away from what you were originally doing, so I would still consider it a distraction.
So you can play in distractions?
You can. I think you can.
I was asking. I wasn't even...
I do think you can play in distractions. Yeah, I mean, honestly, you can, because you can play in anything, for real, for real. So, like, even if you put in, like, for a certain, like, let's say you're working all day and then you have, like, a certain time block where, oh, I'm going to scroll on social media. Like, technically, it is a distraction, but it is planned because you decided to allot time for this. But it does distract you from, it might be distracting you from whatever you were worried about. It might be distracting you from, like, whatever work you had going on. It could be distracting you from... I don't know, just something, like, but it's still planned. Like, you have this time in your schedule to allow yourself to not think about anything else and just distract yourself. Like, what's the actual definition of distraction?
Please hold.
Yeah, I don't think it's a distraction.
If you plan it?
Yeah.
I still think it's a distraction.
It's like, it's part of my to-do list.
Yeah, but... I think it distracts from the seriousness of the day. So I think in a way that it still will be considered a distraction. Oh, at least I would consider it one.
So it says, two definitions. It says, a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. And in other, it says, a diversion or recreation. And the other one says, extreme agitation of the mind or emotions. The examples... The company found passenger travel a distraction from the main business of moving freight.
Yeah, it's not a distraction because, yeah, if you plan it, because you're intentionally not paying attention to whatever it is. Like, you're taking a break from whatever thing you was doing.
Yeah. Is that a deviation?
One more time. A thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. A diversion or a recreation. Yeah,
a diversion. People playing diversions all the time.
It's an extreme agitation of the mind or emotions.
If you watch a cartoon and they're playing an escape, or they're planning to, like, break into somewhere or do something, there's always a diversion.
That's not for them.
Yeah, I was gonna say
they're not distracted. That's part
it's
of their plan.
If you,
that's part of their plan.
Yeah, the person who's being hoodwinked and bamboo. Like, if you're trying to rob a bank, the bank robbers are gonna be like, "Oh, this is where the distraction comes in. I'm not gonna be distracted. I know you're trying to steal my money."
Yeah, bank robbers. Like, they set up a plan to distract everybody and then get distracted.
Well, listen. I'm thinking.
Can you imagine? Like, give me your money.
Is this part of
poop? I still think that it can be planned. I still think it counts.
It's your world. Creation.
Exactly. It's my world. I make the rules here.
What you focus on? You pay attention. You've been paying attention.
All right, here's a random scenario. Let's say every time you got distracted, instead of it like you not knowing like the time, you got a chance to see it in like sense. Like you got to see like it was like money. So like you're doing something.
Oh, how
you
much see, money is to?
Yeah, how much like
how money much attention is, I'm
yeah,
paying?
Yeah, yeah. This was like, you could see like a dollar amount. You like, oops, you want 30 cents worth of?
That was stress me worth of attention. Out.
I feel like it would be useful. I'm like, all right, it's not worth it.
Like, yeah. Wait, do you see it after you paid the attention? Or is it like a receipt? Or are you seeing, like, if you do this, it'll cost you this amount? Like, are you seeing it before or are you seeing it after?
I want to say after.
Oh, I would be stressed.
But, like, all right, like, and if it was before, would you change it? Would it change your behavior?
Probably.
Going into it, it's like, ah, this is 30 cents per second?
How many seconds? And I'm gonna have to be, instead of like what I'm doing, I'm gonna be counting.
Boundaries to be crazy. Right. Like, ah, hey, I can't afford you right now. You're like, ah, you want to talk to me about that? I got 60 cents left. Start at a dollar.
This sound like upload.
It do. That's crazy.
Oh man, yeah, because, and then how are you paying? Is it literally just your attention? And then like, what happens?
Oh, you imagine
our agent?
Oh,
great head,
my face. Yeah, that would be crazy.
I don't know. I feel like,
like my head. It's like what, Grace?
And then how do you get it back? You said you pay attention, you get something back.
You ain't getting that back.
What happened to that?
You do get something back.
I mean, you got, like, you know, the experience. You got the experience.
You might be able to help somebody. What the dude said? He said, helping y'all was better.
helping the children. You know, quiet as cat.
Saving your lives is better than
saving children.
That was terrible.
What?
Oh man.
I ain't saved somebody's life.
Oh my god.
It'll be worth it. In the end.
I cannot.
I was gonna say, seeing the dollar amount probably would stress me out. It would stress me out more, but I was gonna say, as opposed to seeing how many seconds, it's like going into it, hey, if you get distracted here, you're probably about to lose about 30 minutes. Like, if you're able to see it ahead of time, like how much
time?
Yeah, like this distraction is about to be about 30 minutes for you.
This distraction will take you 30 minutes. Would you like to proceed?
It depends. I probably got that feature already.
I can't install it the hard way. It's gonna take me about 45 minutes if I keep going. Now the money feature, oh man, that would
tear me up. I would definitely like be operating very differently, but I feel like I would be, I don't know, I wonder if it would keep me from living life though. Because I'm thinking so much about how much this attention is costing me versus like what this experience is about.
I feel like it may be a thing of you live life more because now you're paying attention to the stuff that you actually want to pay attention to. Mm. It's not just like a thing of I feel bad for them. Now I'm more focused on me and my energy, what I'm actually putting out there. So now it's like, Do I sit here with y'all, or do I go on vacation?
Yeah, I'm not paying.
I'm not about to. Not y'all, but I'm. But like this in general, like if everybody just in the mundane doing the same thing, and now I have a chance to, like, all I gotta do is attention, Dubai.
Not attention, Dubai.
Attention.
So now you're teleporting.
I'm focused on Dubai.
Yeah,
meditation, Poppy.
I was gonna say, if I could see how much it was gonna cost me, I'm not doing nothing I don't want to do.
Oh, that's
like
okay.
Nothing. Like, and I can only imagine. It's probably for the best because thinking about like relationships. If I were to see how much like the relationship was gonna cost me before I went in,
oh, I'm out.
Just saw food and appetizers alone. Get out of here. Give me that back.
I ain't want the appetizer's worthy. I got to eat. Dates, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat.
I feel you.
Appetizer. Put it on the car. Attention.
But some of them, the ones where it was like, oh, that, like, I knew it wasn't going to be worth it, but actually, if I would have saw, like, that was not. But the experience is always, right. You need the experience, because otherwise, what's the point of anything?
It will also save a lot of, I guess, trouble or time.
Trouble.
Well, I don't know.
I appreciate all the appetizers and entrees. I went in there ready.
The only time it would be useful is if I had a terrible meal. I'm like, this meal is good, like, it's gonna cost me this much, but like if I go into it paying, like, all right, this is what it's gonna cost me, and the meal trash, I'm gonna be even more mad because I knew how much it cost before I went.
But then we wouldn't be able to do the food review show.
That is true.
I was in a group chat and they asked, it's 300. I said 3 months. It's 300 too much for like to spend on the first date, right? I ain't respond, but because it's a group chat, I don't be responding to group chats for real. So then, fast forward a couple weeks later, maybe like a month or so later, I got on TikTok and somebody asked the dude how much did he spend, like what was the most he spent on a date? He was like 600. I'm like, 600 for a day?
Oh, that was for the first date?
I think it was first
date. I mean, I feel like, oh, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I think it was first date. I don't know, it might not have been first date, but all right, hypothetical, if it was the first date, that's wild.
I feel like it depends, though. Like, it depends on where y'all go and, like, are you doing multiple things? Is it just that you're paying for dinner and that's how much it costs?
It'd be fine. You like advertising. They probably just went to that place where the salt dude was up there. It was like, all right, yep, the advertiser's about 300. Main course, 350.
Right.
And it's like...
But, yeah, I mean, it really depends.
It's all the food. You'll pay for the food. That's what you said.
I just don't, I don't think that you should, like, spend that much on the first date and not be able to keep that up. Mm. Like, don't do that to just impress the person and then, like, you, that's not something that you can typically afford. Because at that point, you're setting a precedence that, like, oh, we're going to be eating $600 meals or we're going to be having $600 dates. And then the next date, you like, hey, you just want to chill at Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
What?
Oh, goodness.
Try and give you a full range. Make sure you cultured. It's like you humble. You know, make sure you can appreciate the fine dining, but you can appreciate a taco whenever you need to.
Nah, don't set that precedent.
If somebody texts me like, hey, yo, you want Taco Bell? I'm leaving it on red.
All right, so you're going to leave it on red. After they just paid for the $600, you going to leave it on red soon?
If I paid the $600 and they like, hey, I just want Taco Bell, I'm like, enjoy your day, sweetheart. I'm not the person for you.
All right, let's say it's not Taco Bell. Let's say it's Slutty V.
We can stop by Study Vegan.
Oh, you can stop by Study Vegan.
Shout out Pink. We can stop by Study Vegan.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I don't typically frequent chain restaurants.
I mean, that's understandable.
So, like, that's just me. That's where my level of... So, I would probably spend $600 on it.
I'm more...
like, hearing it, I'm like, say hi. Chelsea Clinton.
Well, I'm saying, like, on the first one, what if the first one they bought out and the second one they just wanted to see... See what happens. See if you upset by the fact that the chain was like
so. I think it's backwards.
Yeah, I think.
You're not gonna make it to the 600 if you start at Taco Bell.
Yes, you will.
If you start at Taco Bell, then you
be like, all right, let's go on another date, and then you boom 600. They like, oh wow. I didn't know you was like this.
I don't think most people are gonna give you another chance after the Taco Bell.
You don't think so?
It depends.
You're not even gonna go to Taco Bell.
I'm not going to Taco Bell. But somebody's like,
we're going to this fancy restaurant. I'm showing up. What? 600? I'm showing. Let's go. Let's try some fancy food.
We don't gotta go to Taco Bell.
You like Taco? You must think I'm dirt cheap. You must think I'm dirt.
Yeah.
It's like that's what you think. That's how you just was talking about it.
I think you get more of
a second chance if you start off high and then they
no, cause now it's like you worth it. You was with me in the trenches. You was with me at Taco Bell. You deserve this. If nobody else deserves this, you deserve this.
But I don't
find dining experience.
I feel like starting off at a $600 date and then going to Taco Bell. Unwarranted, like you don't even. I'm taken by surprise. I don't know, like that this is about to happen. I feel like that's really a huge drastic change, and now I have questions.
Okay, so the going to Taco Bell first. Do you think you're going to make it to the second date?
First disclaimer: Taco Bell is not a date.
But this is what we're talking. This is what you said. I'm using the example you use.
I'm saying.
Yeah. But initially, I said we not doing no. Okay, we can start at Slutty Vegan.
No, 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 no. Let's start at the floor.
I'm getting the second date.
Let's start at the floor.
We pop off the Slutty Vegan. We go to Slutty Vegan, I'm getting a second and third date automatically.
I feel you.
Because, go ahead, ball out. Slutty Vegan, get whatever you want. You want a drink, slushy? Slushies be fire, so I ain't even gonna lie. We can get a smooth $50.
Sorry,
Taco Bell, that's $10, everybody full.
But they listen.
They got diarrhea.
That is accurate. The beat.
I wasn't ready for the diarrhea part. But I think what really matters is the personality.
Word.
The personality is going to be what gets you from the Taco Bell to the second date.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah.
I got all my tea. And we getting the second date.
Because I feel like if you a trash person and you take me to Taco Bell, then it's like, but if I actually like you and I'm like, all right, let's go to Taco Bell. All right, cool. But if you start off with a $600 date,
mm-hmm.
And then you're like,
let's go to Taco Bell.
I'm gonna ask what, like, I'm not gonna immediately be like, yes.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, right? I feel like if the first date, if you set the precedence for the first date, right, and like, if I'm like, hey, I'm about to take you to this super fancy restaurant, right? Yeah, I feel like you're more likely to end up going on the second date, even if it ends up being, you'd be like, why did you want to take me to Taco Bell? Like, why did you, as opposed to like, just hearing the Taco Bell, it's probably gonna shut the door, but you're not even gonna respond to the taking me to top. At least take me to Slutty Vegan.
But
at least take me to
if I
blah blah blah. As opposed to right, even if on the second one you like I'm up. Like I think for a lot of people the door is closed. We gotta raise the floor.
I don't even think Taco Bell is that's not even an option. So if we being realistic,
okay, you're being realistic.
I want Mexican, I'm gonna go to a Mexican restaurant.
Somebody going to Taco Bell for a date.
Not doing Taco Bell for a date.
Not at this big old age. But I mean, I feel like that's why I would have questions though.
But
like,
you wouldn't have questions on the flip side?
Nah.
I would have questions. Like,
oh, I'm like, it like.
He said nah.
You're like, I'm sitting there like, why would you not have questions?
No, like,
wait, if we go to
Taco Bell first,
and then the next day is 600. Why on earth would you not have questions? Because my first question is why did we go to this place first? But that's a wild thing. Like, why are we going to the cheap place first if you have it for the?
I don't know.
Ain't catch me on the pay week.
That's correct. Because I was thinking that. I was like, what if it was like, all right. But I was thinking that, what if you went to the expensive place? You're like, I just got my refund check. You know, I just wanted to blow the bag on you.
That's not cute. That looks bad.
People actually think like that.
Yeah, I would never. I don't condone that. But
yeah, that's tough.
I would have questions either way. Number one, because why are we going to Taco Bell?
Yeah, even when I be seeing people, y'all heard the story. fast food. If I see, when I see people eat or drink fast food stuff, I just.
I can't.
I don't eat Taco Bell. So at this point, you didn't even ask me what I like to eat. And that's a problem for me.
But I want to surprise you. I got a fire day for you. He know the manager. I bought the whole restaurant out. Pull up.
Like, can you imagine? He's like, listen, we're gonna have some Mexican food. He don't know. What if he don't tell you? It's gonna be some Mexican food, best Mexican food you ever have in this city. I swear.
I would be sitting there like, I can't eat any of this.
That would be terrible.
Best Mexican food in the city. You get the red carpet treatment. Candlelight. You know, soft music. You like bachata. Mexican,
but. Yeah, I don't know. Either way, I'm going to have questions. But, like, the first question is, like, why Taco Bell? Of all the places.
I think your charisma can get you the second date.
Especially if you pull it off,
it can get you the second date. I just feel like if you start from the first date, you don't even really gotta have the charisma to start.
I think it depends on the person though. Depending on who you're dating. Because for me, you still gotta have charisma. I don't care how much money you spent on this date. If I don't like your attitude or your personality, you're not getting a second date.
That's true. Fellas. I just want to give you some words of advice. This is unsolicited advice, but I'm going to just let you know now. Don't take a lady on a date to a fast food place or even a chain place. Like not a date. Like not a date. If y'all would just stop and get something to eat real quick. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm about to. Cool. But an actual date, I just got to put some effort into it. It don't even got to be nothing crazy. Just make sure you can sit down and eat. They might have a bar, you know, nice music, nice lighting.
Make sure y'all can hear each other.
You can hear each other as well.
Yeah. Because people be going to dates and they be going to the movies and it's like you didn't have a conversation.
Right. Oh, I heard sometimes people go to movies and then they go to dinner, like, so then they can talk about the movie. Yeah, it gives them something to talk about.
Yeah. But the whole dinner and then the movie. I guess it's fine.
Yeah, some people do dinner and then a movie, but some people do movie and then a dinner so that they have something to talk about.
Like, I think the movie is fine for, like, a second, like, second, third, like, after you guys have started to, like, to break the ice or, like, doing stuff, like, a concert or something is cool for, like, after the fact where you don't have to have conversation. But the first one, out the gate, you got to be talking. Like, that's not.
Yeah.
That's just what you got to do.
I went on a date to movies before.
I have too.
That was my first time talking to me, but I be needing a vetting process. We got a vet, and then we.
The movie is the vetting process.
Conversation.
Oh, okay, I'm like
conversation.
I'm like, so the movie is the how you vet? Like, what is that? She gets scared at the scary parts. All right, you normal, you know. If you smiling at the scary parts, I'm like,
they're crazy.
Excuse me. That's wild.
Just leave them in the movie theater.
I'm about to go to bed. I'm about to go get some popcorn.
That's wild.
Yeah,
don't
take nobody's Taco Bell.
Please don't. Yeah,
or McDonald's for a date.
And I mean, I would hope y'all are switching from $600 dates to Taco. Like, don't nobody like a drastic change like that. That's crazy.
But then I'm also concerned about your finances. Like, how you handle money? Because I'm like. Are we at Taco Bell because you don't have no more money because you spent so much on the first date?
Or? I heard Warren Buffett eat McDonald's Sandwich every morning.
That's fine, but why do we go to this $600 dinner and then we at Taco Bell?
What if he was like, I just really love Taco Bell and I just wanted to have this experience with
this intimate moment.
It just means so much to me, you know. I just wanted to like
have happy this moment, Valentine's
you
Day.
You know what I'm saying?
Happy anniversary. Let's go to Taco Bell.
But I feel like if you're with the person or whatever, like, and it's some sentimental like value behind it, okay, that's one thing. But if like literally date one we just went all out and date two we at a fast food restaurant, I need an explanation, because this don't make no sense.
I really don't think, do people actually go on dates to fast food places?
I mean, I feel like more so teenagers and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know that adults do that.
Yeah, I had tried to do that when I was younger.
Yeah, and
I was young. I'm like, here we go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
When I'm like, I need a chaperone.
Right.
I can't go to this McDonald's by myself.
The Playhouse.
Yeah, like, can't even buy nothing.
So you know, I feel like kids
at the do time.
That.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
I might have been like fourth grade. I wasn't really. I ain't had no money. What was I about to buy? Hey, can I get some fries? I can't even afford a Happy Meal for real. Like at that time. Come on, stop playing.
But yeah, I don't know. I would just have a question. But also, I feel like I don't know. Well, yeah, what is the reason that we're here? Like, why? What is the reason? That's how I'm gonna be feeling, because I feel misled at that point.
Best Mexican in the city.
Unless if you say that and then we end up at Taco Bell, I'm gonna be pissed.
That's funny.
But I don't know.
How would you feel if you went on a date and she paid for it off rip? Like she hit you with the, it's already taken care of, like the bills are already taken care of.
Oh, for me?
Was it a first date? That's fine.
Oh my God, fine. You love me.
You love me. First date, but I know you love me.
So you would have went on a second date after that?
I went on a second date.
Would it have mattered if it would have been at a Taco Bell?
Both of our standards. well above fast food.
I'm asking hypothetically.
Me being me, I don't even eat meat.
Taco Bell.
Why would you take me to Taco Bell?
It'd be a lot of, you know, vegetarians. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not a vegetarian.
Junk food, vegans.
I'm not a vegan. I'm just healthy. I just don't eat anything that's an animal or comes from an animal. So Taco Bell is out. It's out of the, anybody who knows me knows
Bell,
that.
And I wouldn't do Taco Bell at all. That's crazy.
My bougie meter, it go up by the year. Mm. So now,
I mean, it ain't mad at
it. Can't do it. I would prefer to like just get some snacks from a gas station.
That's crazy.
We can talk.
That's crazy. We can talk. No. Don't say that.
We can talk in the car.
He said, don't get no gas station food.
A car date under the
star. At least the star.
I would say I prefer to be like, hey, let's hit this food truck. I'd much rather do a food truck than do a gas. Don't.
Food trucks be fire.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's probably
the maybe top tier. You find the right one.
Yeah, I was like, that's probably a better floor for me.
Car dates actually fire. Yeah. Like, just get something to eat real quick and just eat in the car, chop it up, take the sunroof back. If your roof come off, take the top off the Maybach. Yeah. And just, you know.
But to me, that's
when I see the stars, when I see the moon, when I think of love, what is love really? You know. Like us.
Anyway.
I was saying, I think the floor for me should be at the minimum is a food truck. Anything below that, we just get us out of here.
I don't know. But how would you feel if...
I mean, thank you. Like, what? Okay, big ball. I was getting ready to pay.
I was definitely about to pay, too.
Thank you. Put the car back in the... Thank you. Let's carry on.
Yeah. I like when people pay for me too.
But I only go places. I always go places prepared to pay.
Oh yeah, me too.
So technically, I'm a pay.
I mean, I think that's me now.
I probably would have just sent the amount. Yeah, now I would have just sent the money to her. But then
I was like, oh, this is new.
Yeah.
What is this?
I've never had this before.
This is the red carpet. Next message. Let's get in the city.
So this is what the ladies feel like. Wow.
Word. You know what? A young thought from around the way.
Word. It's crazy.
Y'all are funny. I don't know. I like being paid for.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I just feel like a change, though. I was like, wow. All
right. What if she sent you the money back when you sent it to her?
I mean, at that point, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm not about to block my blessing at that point. That's doing too much.
That's when the next date come in, I got it.
Yeah, it's a don't worry. For.
Yeah. Reservation.
Don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it.
Don't sweat the technique.
I don't know the beat to that.
Yeah, me either.
I was about to do something, but I was like, this doesn't sound right. But yeah.
Weird. First dates can range in prices. You're really getting to know somebody.
Right.
So it just depends on how much you value, I guess, the first interaction or whatever it is.
I feel like if the first date is $600, not every date has to be $600, but like the drastic drop to Taco Bell, I feel like is wild.
I mean, yeah.
Like y'all can still go to, it's plenty of nice restaurants that you don't have to spend $600 at. So like, you know.
I still, wow, I would probably spend $600. If it's a place that I actually want to go to.
You would definitely spend $600.
It's for the experience. Said you witnessed it.
Yeah.
It's an appetizer.
Y'all want an appetizer too? Y'all want, okay, all right.
Word, I wasn't even. Like, this ain't.
Did y'all get an appetizer?
Nah, you shared some of y'all's with us. We was like, we in college, sir.
I'm in college too.
Like, we don't have no
stipend. Was I in college?
Yeah, you was on.
Oh, word.
Yeah, you were in college. I was like, we don't have no jobs in college. We just, this is us.
Nah, typical. If I go out on a date, I'll be prepared to spend the most I spend. Yeah, the most I spent on a date, I don't even think it wasn't the first date, but most I spent, I think, I want to say it was like $250. It was an accident. I don't know. The bill came, and I was like, what we get?
There's only been a few times where I got the bill, and then I'm looking at it, and I'm like one of those, like, did I get dessert?
Now I'm be like, am I having fun? Did I enjoy myself? All right, hey, as long as I enjoy myself. If not, I'm like, can I see the manager? That's an insider.
The price too high. You start. There was a hair in my food. We like, what? That's crazy. I've never done that before, but that's crazy. Yeah, now I don't even be at this point. I'll look at it and be like, all right, what's the? Oh, all right, cool. I thought it was gonna be worse.
I'd be like, everybody make was sure getting this drinks. Is actually what we ordered.
Everybody was getting drinks. You know how they be? They put an umbrella.
One time that I was surprised. I wasn't even on a date. I went to a birthday dinner and we went to brunch, got mimosas. So everybody splitting the mimosas. So I'm like, okay, cool. But they picked the most expensive champagne to put in this freaking mimosa. So I'm looking, I'm like, okay, 30. Okay, cool. Nothing. Well, I end up paying like 75 All I had was, oh, and all I was eating was sides. These sides is minimum $5 each. So I'm trying to put a meal together with sides. And then they're like, y'all want mimosa? And I was like, hey, we can do mimosa. And then they was like, what champagne? They picked the most expensive champagne. I'm like, ah. I mean, I should have known it's his birthday, so. But, y'all playing right now. My sides alone costed more than any entree on this. Man. Yeah, but it's cool, you know.
Man, it's still hurting.
It's, yeah, I just now thought about it, but it's cool. We don't complain over the food price.
Yeah, nah.
Over the food budget.
It be annoying sometimes, though.
Like, we went to wherever we went to, and it had gratuity. It was 20%.
Mm-hmm. Where I just came from, every place we went had gratuity.
Oh, it's three of us. It's only three. Back in my day, it was six.
Yeah. Six and up. Like, what is this? Everywhere we went, and I'm like, I'm not leaving no tip, because it's already in here.
Sometimes it'd be a habit for me to just press the 20% or the 18%, even though it's gratuity on it. Sometimes I'd be like, damn, I messed up. I wasn't supposed to do this.
You definitely said that when we got the food. I accidentally hit 20%. Let's just go.
I was like, word, okay.
Oh man. Yeah, my main thing is I'm okay with spending the money. I just want the food to be top tier. Like, if the food ain't top tier, and like, if I'm looking at the price and I'm like, the price made me be like, why did I spend this much on this unseasoned salad?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I'll be more now. I ain't going out to eat in a long time, but now I'll be like, did y'all give me enough greens?
Like, oh my god!
Because I don't want a whole protein plate and no greens,
or like, a whole the salad don't be having nothing in it for real. And it, I just was like, this past weekend, I'm just like, this meal ain't balanced.
Man, when we were in Austin and we were just, I get my breakfast. I'm like, they got a fruit bowl. I was like, can I get the fruit bowl?
A little baby bowl.
I'm like, bro, you
be hating that. And they put one strawberry in there.
They put an orange peel. I was like, what is this?
Put all the nasty fruit in there and drop a strawberry.
Like, oh my gosh, bro, what is this? Yep. No balance in the meals.
It'd be annoying, but it is what it is. Sometimes you just gotta cook yourself.
Maybe for the experience.
Yeah.
Good experience, bad experience. What you paying attention to?
Right.
Hopefully not the price.
But what you should be paying attention to is our food review show.
Who made this?
This is on our Patreon. Make sure y'all join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. Do y'all got any final thoughts on anything that we talked about today? We talked about a lot.
Attention, food, dates.
Raise your standards, people.
Or please don't go to Taco Bell. I mean, listen,
if you like Taco Bell, go to Taco Bell. But don't go on no dates.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise you to do
places or restaurants.
Unless that's all you got. You know, then make it the most fly Taco Bell day ever. Don't even, you know.
Don't eat inside Taco Bell.
Yeah, like
get your food.
And then make it an experience.
You know, I was going to say, under the star. Yeah, I was going to say, under the star. Look, we've been watching too many movies. But,
make it an experience.
Get you an old school boombox.
Right.
Like, I want to love you.
Every date doesn't have to be $1 million.
But every kiss begins with K.
Potassium.
Mistletoe.
What? Oh my gosh. I don't even know what my final thoughts are. Oh, every every day doesn't have to be like $1 million, but it should be a nice experience whether you're at Taco Bell or a food chain restaurant.
That's a fact.
Or you're at the most luxurious Michelin star restaurant in the area. Just make sure it's a great experience for you and the person that you're with. Eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you pay attention to the person that you're with.
Attention.
Yeah. Pay attention. And also pay attention to whatever you're paying attention to in your daily life. Mm-hmm. I think I might take inventory this week of like what I've actually been paying attention to and how it's been paying me back. and writing that down. Mm-hmm. But thank y'all once again for joining us. A shout out to the good people of the gray area. We appreciate y'all for joining us once again for another live episode. And yeah, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.